Hi.
Hi, Amanda. You doing all right today?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
Oh, I could be doing any better if I was there with you.
Well, I like that. I wish you were with us, too. We're in beautiful Beverly Hills. It's a gorgeous day.
Well, it's a pretty day here, but we're not in Beverly Hills.
Where are you?
I'm in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh.
Just right down the street from you.
Right? Just a hop, skip, and a jump.
That's right. By plane, it's quick.
Amanda, well, I've never been to Cleveland, Tennessee, but I'd never been to Tennessee at all, so I went to Nashville recently, and I just think it was an awesome place. Loved it.
Nashville is a great place. I like to think that Cleveland's a better place to live than Nashville, but I won't say too much because my son lives right outside of Nashville.
Okay. I hear you. I don't live in Hollywood. I live elsewhere. I think it's nicer to live elsewhere myself, but I lived here for 20 years, so you do what you got to do.
I love visiting Nashville. I don't know that if I could stand to live there because I'd be out every night.
That's right, right? I mean, that's what I said about Hollywood. I said, if I don't go, I'm going to die.
Being in Nashville, as much as I love music, I would never be at home.
Nope, I know.
At any rate, I got to say, I've been watching you for a long time. When I say a long time, I didn't mean it to be like you're 100 or anything because you're a lot younger than I am. As a matter of fact, you're the exact same age as my son.
I am. Oh, my gosh.
That's true. Go by and see you while you're in Nashville next time.
And there you go.
And if you ever come to Cleveland, you can come by and see me.
I will. Absolutely.
My mom and my puppy will be happy to see you. Final Destination is one of the movies that kind of grasped me when I saw it. And what's funny is I see that you were in 1, 2, and 5. Is that correct?
No, well, there's appearances, but I'm only act in the first one.
Okay.
I think they brought us into the other ones, but I only am the actor in the first one. And in the first one, I got hit by a bus.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry you got hit by the bus, but it was a good movie.
Yes, it was a good movie. The first one I still think is probably the best one, but yeah.
I do too.
That was me.
And, you know, I really liked stuff like You, Me, and Dupree. I thought it was a great family movie. I love Drop Dead Gorgeous. And Saving Silverman was a good, funny movie. You've been in a lot of stuff that I really liked, and you're a very attractive lady. I don't believe in real life you could be the mother of those two girls. They're too old for you to be their mother.
Thank you for saying that. Well, technically, it would be a bit of a stretch, but, yeah, I appreciate you saying that. And at first, I thought the same thing, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I'm not old enough to play these girls' daughter. In reality, that's true. But the ages they play in the film, I could be their mom, and it was a joy. They're wonderful girls to work with, and I really did have a good time doing it.
Well, they pulled off the teenager part. Of course, I know that Cozy is only 18, but, I mean, they pulled off that high school age really well. Caitlin kind of surprised me, I guess you might say, for being 18 or whatever she was in the movie. And I thought it was a great job, and I thought you did a great job, and you had one scene.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Caitlin really is, I told her when she told me how old she actually was, I said when I was her age, I did Final Destination, and I played 16 years old. So you never know.
And you were very convincing.
Thank you.
Of course, I guess anytime we want to play young and silly, we can, right?
That's right. I mean, it's pretty much all in your head anyway, so.
But, you know, in all reality, and I mean this in a nice way, that you were believable as their mother, especially with the ages they were playing, and you girls worked so well together.
I thought so, too. We really formed a quick bond, and we spent a lot of time together. And Damon and Hunt, you know, our producer and our director, really encouraged a family environment in which we rehearsed and we spent our time. When we weren't working, we spent our time together as much as we could. But they're also just lovely girls, and we all got along really well. And also Myra, who played my mother and the grandmother, we had a great time. And it was just really neat.
Yeah, and you know, when you had that scene with Laura Bell Bundy where you girls had been at odds, I guess you might say. That was just that was a good scene. Both of you girls did very well in that. I like that.
Thank you. Well, it was neat because Laura Bell played my little sister years ago in a pilot that we did that did not go to series. she played my little sister. So, and we had chemistry then, and having not seen her for almost 10 years, when we saw each other, it was immediately like nothing had passed. And so even though we're at odds in the movie, there is still a strong chemistry that has to exist between the two women. And it was already there for us because we knew each other. And we knew each other when we were younger and a little bit greener. So we had a blast doing that, and it really came pretty easily to both of us, I think.
Well, I didn't know about the failed pilot, but I would have liked to have seen you girls together when you were younger. And that one scene...
Yeah, in a comedy, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had one scene where when this that one tear came to your eye, I thought, golly, that is so good.
I mean, well, thank you. I've been known to be able to shed a tear or two. And then once Damon figured out I could do that, he made me do it a lot, I felt like. Sometimes I just thought, oh, my gosh. But, you know, he's a very demanding and very good director, and it was a pleasure to work with him and have him really push us all to heights that we didn't even know we could reach. It was really neat.
Well, my hat's off to the casting director as well.
Yes, that's very true. She did a great job.
Well, you, it's like I told the girls a while ago, it's amazing how they, you know, I know they didn't just do it in 15 minutes time, but pick those two girls to sing together. And then the way they had you as their mother, I thought that the casting on the three of you girls were really good together like that.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with you. And having heard about what an amazing process it was to cast the two girls, it's wonderful that they came up with what they did, but they really worked for it. And then when they came to me and I read the script and I said, oh my gosh, yes, I really want to do this. I couldn't wait to meet my daughters. And, it's always interesting when you see the family that somebody has put you in, you know, and has imagined you to be. And I loved working with this group. It was fantastic.
Well, it also was a movie almost all female.
Yeah. Oh, there was nothing wrong with that. But what's funny is, you know, all these women with a male director, you know, and it actually made for a really great dynamic between us all. And Damon is a smart, good actress director. And he shot a beautiful film. He really knew what he wanted, and he went for it.
Well, the good news is I love women, so that worked out well, too.
I'm so glad it worked out for you.
Yeah, I saw the Pure Country, Pure Heart last night, and it's just a really great family film you can watch with anybody, as I told the other young ladies. And I think that anybody that was thinking about seeing this movie shouldn't think about it. They should just watch it. It is a great film.
Yes. Thank you. I hope everyone watches it. I really do, and it's a great movie. And I always am telling my friends a lot of things, you know, their kids can't watch, and it's nice to be able to say, hey, everyone can watch this. Everyone can watch and enjoy this movie, and you can do it with your family.
I wish we'd get back to more of that style of stuff because I don't really see the need for a lot of stuff we have today, but the choice is not up to me. But at any rate, I really appreciate you talking with me today.
Thank you.
I love to watch you perform. You're such a professional, and you guys did such a great job.
Well, thank you so much. You have an awesome day in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And you take a break.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye.